On the scale of self-esteem, I would say I'm about an 8 to an 8.5. I'm most happy when I'm helping other people, and I'd like to think that I've already made a difference. For instance, I don't know if you're familiar with Tumblr. I follow this particular friend, and when I see a depressed post from her, I talk to her immediately because I know she's a cutter. Freshman year, I started the Butterfly Project with her. The idea came from a Tumblr post we both saw. The Butterfly Project is where, if you think someone is cutting, you draw a butterfly on their wrist. The next time that person feels like cutting, she will see the butterfly. If she cuts herself, then she kills it. The objective is to try to keep it alive for as long as you can. And my friend is clean from cutting now. As far as looks go, I am not the most beautiful butterfly. Fortunately, I don't consider body image as an important factor in my self-esteem. I guess I'm not the type of person to say, if only I could be the thinnest girl or the prettiest girl around. I mean, obviously I'm not. I can laugh about my looks and make my friends laugh about them too. I'm okay with making jokes, even self-deprecating ones, because I'm completely comfortable with who I am. I know that being thin won't boost my personality. It won't better me in any way. I've heard thin women have higher paychecks, but is an extra 50 cents an hour really going to help me in the long run, or is being who I am and portraying that more important? I believe being comfortable with myself will make me happy, regardless of my situation. This belief could come from the fact that I was bullied during the 5th and 6th grade. I had been friends with a girl for maybe 2 or 3 years, but then I decided to hang out with my other friend more than her. She felt betrayed, but I didn't really notice what I was doing to her, and she never brought it up. And then the bullying started. I figured that eventually she'd get over it, or she'd get tired and stop. But she didn't. My former friend would pull my hair, punch me, and kick me. She even stabbed me with a pen once and broke my skin. I think my other friends tried to intervene as much as they could without getting anyone in trouble. It just wasn't enough. I try to analyze why I never said anything, and I guess it's because I didn't want to get anyone in trouble either. Even though she was clearly not acting like a friend anymore, I still felt loyalty to her from our history. I also thought that if I didn't acknowledge the situation, then it wouldn't actually be real. Obviously, that wasn't the case. The situation got to a point where it was really unsafe. I don't know what would have happened if my mom hadn't finally found out. I guess my mom had noticed these marks on my body, but I've always kind of been prone to bruising, so she didn't think anything of them. Then one day, she was walking me to school, which she rarely did, and she saw my friend pull my hair. She forced me to tell her about the bullying, and I broke down crying. She told me to talk to my teacher, which I did, and then the principal got involved too. It was really awkward for me because we were a small class of about 30, and my former friend and I ran in the same clique of only 5 girls. I was nervous about what would happen to the friends I did like. Would they get angry at me for snitching on someone, or would they stand by me? Surprisingly, the whole clique continued to hang out, even though it was really awkward. My former friend and I just avoided each other completely. I'm not sure how we did that, considering our group was so small. I guess that's what made it so awkward. On the positive side, I finished that year with a better sense of who I was. I learned from the experience. I'm not going to ever let it happen to me or anyone else again. I swore that to myself. Since I was able to beat my problem and grow from it, now I know that I can handle anything. Even though I've overcome bullying, I'm not without my problems. The hardest thing for me to handle is the financial tension in my household. I don't like to talk about it, especially at school where I have the highest scholarship awarded and many students come from well-to-do families. My family, on the other hand, is not well off. We live in a one-bedroom apartment next to erratic neighbors. The neighborhood itself is fine, I guess, but we definitely don't live in the suburbs. There's danger all around, and places I pass when I walk home from the bus stop have been on the news. I live with both of my parents, but only one of them works. The other one has been out of a job for several years. My dad, actually. My dad attended one of the worst-ranked public schools in the area. It wasn't in the best neighborhood, and he didn't hang out with the best people. School wasn't really his thing, so he joined the military. After an honorable discharge, he earned his high school diploma. My mom came from a family of 9 children and went to work as a nanny when she was 13. By the age of 17, she had traveled to Japan and Thailand to watch other people's children. Although she is well-traveled, education is something she never had and wishes she did. She constantly reminds me of how important it is, which is why I take mine so seriously. She always tells me that even if times are difficult, it's all for me and my schooling. Education is my thing. I don't think my mom necessarily had the opportunity for a good education back in her country, which is why she came to America. I was raised mostly by my father. My mom worked during the day, and my dad was a security guard at night. He lost his job when I was in kindergarten and continued to raise me so we wouldn't need to pay for a babysitter. But now that I'm in high school, constantly knowing he's always going to be home can get frustrating, especially because of the constant tension between my parents. There's not many places to hide in such a small space. I would prefer my parents to get a divorce so I could come home to a quiet place as opposed to doing my homework at school. When they fight, I constantly say, "It's okay. I'm old enough. If you want to get a divorce, I understand that." I've mentioned this to them multiple times. My opinion is pretty outward considering the tension I've seen since I was born. I understand it's better off if they're not together. I'm okay with that. But I assume divorce isn't financially practical for my parents since my father doesn't have a job. Also, I think part of the reason I won a scholarship was due to the fact that he's written off on taxes as a dependent. Finances are always on my brain. I guess because I'm not as financially endowed as some other children. Sometimes I wish I could be rich just because it would make things easier. For instance, I'd have freedom of choice with colleges instead of worrying about if I'll get a scholarship or if I have to go to a public school. But instead, I'm full of fear. I fear not being able to go to this high school anymore. I fear not having a future due to finances. I have a constant fear of being homeless. And I'm not sure it's far-fetched given this economy. I often think it's good I'm an only child given our financial situation. I don't know what would happen to my parents' relationship if they had more. I'm sure you've already concluded that finances are a controlling factor in my life. Maybe the most controlling. It may sound cruel, but I can do better than both of my parents. It's mostly for me, but I try to make them proud too. And I would like for my children to never have to worry about finances. My dad still sees me as his little girl, and as hard as that may be, I know I need to let my parents be parents because that's why they had a child. Still, I try to be as independent as I can. I want to get to a point where I am financially independent too. I want to know that if, God forbid, something happens, I can pick myself up and keep going. So I try not to be dependent on anyone, not even my parents. I know it could be so much worse for me. I could be hauling water every day or taking care of several children or in an awful part of the city, in an awful school. But I'm not. I am here. I'm 16 years old. I'm in the 10th grade. I'm Filipino and Chinese. I'm intelligent. I have a 4.33 GPA, straight A's. I don't smoke or do drugs. I've got ambition and integrity, which I think shows in my work. I would like to go to college and really make a difference. I would like to go into pediatrics or biomedicine. If I could find a cure for cancer or make surgery less risky, that would make me happy. And I'm going to make sure that when I get married, my relationship is based on love. I have high self-esteem, but I don't consider myself the best at everything. Intelligent, but not the most. Talented, but not the most. If I could just find that one thing that is absolutely my own, the one thing where I can say, this is what I'm good at, then I would be a 10 out of 10. A beautiful butterfly spreading her wings as far as they could go.